Hey, Adam, Rob said. This pig followed me home. Can I keep him? Huh? I made a loud choking sound and my eyes almost popped out of my head, so I pushed them back in with two fingers. That's not a pig, Rob, I said. It's a hippopotamus. Rob scratched his hair. Whenever he does that, large insects fall to the floor.
That's weird, he murmured. How did a hippopotamus follow me home?
Brainy Janie walked into the room. Janie is a real brainiac. She's so smart she reads books without pictures in them. Janie stopped and studied the animal for a long minute. I recognize it, she said finally. It's a hippo from the Hippocrampulus family. It's part of the river wading family of reptiles. See? Janie knows everything. Rob scratched his head again, and a small toad hopped out from his hair. It bounced off the coffee table and scampered under the couch. Rob probably should have a shampoo.
Well, how did a hippo follow me home? He asked.
The Smellville Zoo ran out of money, Janie said. They had to let their animals go. The big gray hippo grunted, opened its jaws wide, and swallowed Rob's entire left arm. Rob grinned.
Look, he likes me. Can I keep him? Can I keep him, please? He can stay in my room.
Janie and I helped Rob pull his arm free. I don't think he'll fit through the door, I said. He's way too huge. No fat shaming, a voice cried. It was Babbling Brook, and she came bursting into the room. That's fat shaming, Adam. Don't you know you're not allowed to make fun of overweight people anymore? I squeezed my fists at my sides and hoped I wouldn't explode. You can't fat shame a hippo, Brooke, I cried, because that's what a hippo is. Huge. It's as big as a hippo. Have you ever heard that expression before? Brooke bent down and slid her arms around the creature's neck. He's sweet, she cooed, if you ignore his looks and his breath. The hippo nibbled on her fingers. I saw that Pooper, our dog, had backed up to a far corner. Pooper eyed the hippo suspiciously, and the patchy fur on his back stood on end. Behind me, Patooey, our parrot, hopped up and down on his perch.
How do you know? The parrot squawked. How do you know?
How do we know what? I asked.
How do you know?
Patooey repeated.
How do you know? How do you know?
How do we know what? I shouted.
What?
The big parrot squawked.
What? What? What?
Cranky Frankie wandered into the room.
Shut your yap,
he shouted at Patooey.
How do you know? How do you know? How do you know?
Frankie made a disgusted face and sat down on the hippo's back. He probably thought we had moved the couch.
Who taught that bird to talk anyway? He mumbled.
Who taught you to talk?
The parrot shot back.
Shut your yap,
Frankie repeated. It's his favorite expression.
I found a new recipe for parrot chowder. Can't wait to try it.
How do you know? How do you know? How do you know?
Frankie, you're sitting on a hippo, Babbling Brook said. Frankie sneered.
Yeah, sure. And you're standing on King Kong.
No, seriously, Brook said. Look for yourself. The hippo made a long, loud burp. To be honest, I'm not sure what end of the hippo the sound came out of. Frankie jumped up.
Shut your yap, he shouted at the hippo.
Rob Slob rolled his eyes.
Frankie, don't you think it's surprising to see a hippo in the house?
Frankie growled at Rob Slob.
I think it's surprising we let you in the house.
Where do hippos come from? Babbling Brook wondered out loud. They come from zoos, Brainy Janie answered. That's their natural habitat. If you want to see a hippo in the wild, you have to go to a zoo.
And what do they eat? Brook asked.
We all looked down. The hippo was gobbling up garbage that we had dropped on the living room rug.
Okay, so we're not the neatest kids on the planet. Sometimes our garbage piles up.
Look at him go with that garbage, Rob Slob said. He's a total clean freak. He can be our new housekeeper.
Awesome idea, I cried. We won't even need a vacuum with this guy around. I watched the hippo chew up a pair of shoes that were left in the corner. He really was cleaning up.
So, I can keep him? Rob Slob asked.